We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. We think we all make way too much of all of this. And mostly the reason that as humans you make too much of all of this is because you've been trying to sort out everything mentally instead of just dealing with it in terms of an emotional journey. You spend so much time trying to figure out what the human conditions are and evaluating the rightness and the wrongness of them and then trying to change conditions that you can't change that it gives you a distorted view of the possibilities of life. But when instead of attempting all of that impossible conditional loving where you need conditions to change so that you can feel better, instead you just realize that you have the potential right here and now to feel a little better if you will make the effort to do it, and you do feel a little better, before you know it, you'll have such a conscious awareness of this vibrational gap that you will again and again bring yourself into alignment with who you have really become. We know that we've offered those words over and over again today, but there is nothing more important for you to realize than that you are a genius creator in a physical body who is constantly expanding, and you must keep up with you if you want to be joyful. You cannot stand not to keep up with you. And what that means every time is that you're going to love yourself more than hate yourself. It means you're going to love somebody else more than hate them. But it might not be that clear cut of a choice. It might mean that you just have to like yourself a little better and not be quite so mad at yourself. In other words, just do the best that you can from where you are and let your new mantra be, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for the best feeling thought that I can find from where I am. And every day in your book, if you will write dozens of times whenever you feel negative emotion about a condition, about a government, about a lover, about a child, about a state of being, about a physical condition, no matter what it is, write it down and underline whatever it is, and then just say, what is it that I'm thinking about you that I'm using as my excuse to not let myself be who I am? And when you identify what it is that you're thinking that's got you pointed upstream, and you try to find something that's a little more downstream, you'll feel the relief right then. And do you know that relief and then 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 relief, before you know it, you're going with the flow. And as you begin to go with the flow, the universe begins to give you more reason to expect more good things to happen to you. The better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. Life is supposed to be good for you, and we know because we've seen what's in your vibrational escrow. We are aware of the source within you, and we can hear the call of source, and we want you to realize that the call of source is going to sound different to you depending upon where you are in the river, but it always feels slightly better than where you are every single time, no exception. Have fun with all of this. There is great love here for you. And for now, as always, we remain eternally and joyously incomplete.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate this. This was fun. Would you bring Esther back up and say thank you one more time?
If you want it, it can happen. When you get out.